The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 21st, 1974, in Hyderabad, India.
Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayoditaha Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chajat Ahetukam. So, the mission of human life is to acquire knowledge, Jnanam, and Vairagyam, detachment. Jnanam means real identification, what I am. In the conditioned stage of life, we are passing on our days not in jnanam, but ignorance, just like the animals. The animals, they have no jnanam. They are pulling on their life with the bodily concept of life. A dog is thinking, I am dog. I am this body. He does not know whether he is dog or cat. These names we have given them. But he knows it well, that I am this body. So, this is not jnanam. This chance is available when we are no longer cats and dogs, but human beings, then we can understand that I am not this body. This is the difference between cats and dogs and human beings. The cats and dogs, they do not know that they are not the body. They are spirit soul. That they do not know. They know simply that I am this body and the necessities of body must be fulfilled somehow or other. That is their business. Whole day and night they are working just to fulfill the necessities of the body, because there is no jnanam. But in the human form of life, that is not the business. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra says, athāto brahma jiggāsā. This life, human form of life, which is achieved after evolution of 8,400,000 forms of life, it is called labdhā sudullama vidam bhūsam bhavānti. Idam sariram, this human form of body is achieved bahu sambhavanti, after achieving many, many other lower forms of life. Jalajānam lakkhāni sthāpura lakkhavinshati. So many different forms of life we have to pass through to come to the standard of human life. Therefore, this life is not meant for spoiling like cats and dogs. This is jnanam. We spoil the life like cats and dogs means ahara nidra bhaya maithun. Eating, sleeping, depending, and sexual intercourse. These are the bodily demands. Samanam etat pasvi naranam. These are common formulas for the cats and dogs and the human being. But what is the meaning of human being? The human being is eligible to understand what is the value of life, what is the problem of life, how to make the solution. That is human life. Not that simply passing our days like cats and dogs, working very hard. Kastan kaman arhati bir bhujangji. In the Shastras, this is word again and again. Nayang deha devajang niloke. Kastan kaman arhati bir bhujangji. This human form of life is not meant for satisfying the senses. Kaman, kastan, with great difficulty. Now eating is necessary, but a hog, he eats the most abominable things too, but whole day and night he is searching out where is tool, where is tool, where is tool. So similarly, if human civilization is so made that simply for eating one has to work so hard day and night, so it is as good as the hog's life. It is not human life. Human life should be peaceful. They should get their foodstuff very easily, eat very nicely, save time for Krishna consciousness. That is human life. Not like hogs and dogs, simply searching after. But if we create such civilization, like cats and dogs and hogs, then Krishna will give us the chance to work day and night simply for eating, sleeping, mating and living. That is the position now. We wanted it. In Bombay, we have got now 6 buildings full of tenants. So they are little disturbed because now you have taken possession of the land. They are thinking that Swamiji will drive us somewhere or other. I told them that I have got no children with me, neither my former family is coming to live. If I suppose vacate these houses, then I will fill up with my devotees. So why don't you become devotee? I don't charge anything from you. But that they are not agreeable. This is the position. Even if we offer that you come with us, live with us peacefully, take little prasadam and chant Hare Krishna, they will not agree. We have got 100 branches all over the world. At least there are 10,000 men. Just as we do not work, we simply chant Hare Krishna and get some prasadam. So there is no scarcity. There is no scarcity. Yogakshemam bhavamaham. So actually there is no scarcity of food. Krishna is so kind. God is so kind. Ekojo bhunam vidadhati kama. He is feeding many, many millions and trillions of living entities. In Africa there are millions of elephants. Who is feeding them? Krishna is feeding them. So these economic questions, overpopulation questions, these are not actually problem. Problem is scarcity of God consciousness. This is the problem. Therefore we are suffering. It is not my manufactured word. It was said by my Guru Maharaj. He said that I don't find any scarcity in the world except the scarcity of understanding Krishna. That's all. So, this jnanam, this is jnanam. Jnanam means that I don't belong to this material world. This my body is material, but I am different from the body. This is jnana. So, the necessities of my body, it must be supplied. It should not be neglected. But we should not be busy simply for the necessities of the body. We are spirit soul. This spirit soul has got its necessity. We must fill up that, then we'll be happy. So, this can be done as it is prescribed here, that Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananta Jad Ahitaka. The first thing, Jnanam and Vairagyam, this human form of life is meant for Jnan and Vairagyam. Jnan means Vairagyam. And Vairagyam cannot be achieved without Jnan. These two are relative terms. So Jnanam means that I am not this body, and my relationship with my body, they are also not my necessities. This is called Jnana. And as soon as we understand that these simply necessities of my body are not required, that is called detachment or vairagya. Without Jnana, we are simply thinking that we must satisfy these senses. Body means these senses. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha parammana. So, in the bodily concept of life, or in agyan, in ignorance, our business is to satisfy the senses. That is called agyan. Ahamameti. Sense gratification. This whole world is going on the basis of sense gratification. A man and an woman, or a male or female, they develop this idea of sense gratification. Therefore, as soon as a girl is grown up, or a boy is grown up, the father, mother get them married. Because the sense of sense gratification is very strong. Therefore, the system is, Vedic system is, or any human civilization system is, to get them married. So, puṅsāṁ śriya mithuni bhāva metha. So as soon as they are married, so, tayor mitha hridayaganti māhu, that sense of sense gratification becomes too much tied up. Tayor mitha hridayaganti. We have got already attraction. A man has got attraction for woman has got attraction for man. Now, as soon as they are united, that attraction becomes more and more strong. Tayur mithari dayaganti mahu. Then, atha griha, as soon as they are married and united, they require one apartment, griha. Atha griha, chetra, then land, for cultivating, for producing foodstuff. Atha griha, chetra, suto, children. Apta, friends, atak brihat chetra sutapta vittai and money. Janasamohoyam, angamameti. In this way the living entity becomes entangled and his sense of aham, I am this body and this property is mine, this sense increases. Moha. It is called moha. Moha means actually nothing belongs to him. As soon as death will come, he has to change this body. Tathādehāntara prāpti. He has to change the body. As soon as he changes the body, then everything is finished. His property, his wife, his children, his country, his society, everything. Mittu sarva harascha aham. Krishna comes as mittu. Krishna comes as Sri Krishna, Shyama Sundar, Dibhuj Muralida. He comes occasionally, jada jadai dharmasya glani bhavati bharat. For the devotees want to see him, therefore he comes. But for the non-devotees, he also comes, but they cannot see. But Krishna comes as death, then they can see. Here is Krishna. Mrityu sarva harasyaham. They're like Nisingadeva. Nisingadeva, God was challenged. Prahlad Maharaj was devotee. He was chanting Hare Krishna mantra. and his father revolted. Why you should chant Hare Krishna mantra? Where is Krishna? Where is God? This is the atheistic temperament. They simply defy God or Krishna. So, the atheistic and the theistic persons are always there. But the theistic person, they see always God. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridayesu bilapa. That is the theistic. Santa, those who are theistic, advanced in devotional service, they are called santas, saintly person. Premanjana, because they have developed love of God. In the previous verse, it has been described. Sabai vaṃsāṁ paro dharma, jato bhakti radhokhaji. That culture requires. You may belong to any type of religion, but it doesn't matter. You may become Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or Brahmin, Kshatriya, whatever you may be. It doesn't matter. But if you are a religious person, the test is how much you have developed love of God. Then it is tested. Yes, you are nice. Sabai pungsaṁ karo. That is the test. Otherwise, it is useless. You may be Hindu, Muslim, or whatever stamp you like, you can have it. But real test is whether you have developed love of God. That is wanted. So that requires, by love of Godhead, you can see God every moment. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva. Sadaiva means 24 hours. People ask whether you have seen God. To see God is not a difficult job. Simply, you have to qualify yourself. Love of God. Then you can see. This is the formula. And if you have not developed Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, then also you can see God in your own way, as prescribed in the Shastras. Just like Krishna says, rasoham apsukam teya prabhasmi sasasurya. Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. So you are drinking water, and as soon as you drink, if you think that here is the taste of water, here is Krishna. Is it very difficult? Not at all difficult. Parvasmi sasasurjaya. If you forget while drinking, nobody can forget, but even intentionally he forgets. So how you can check not seeing the sun sign and the moon sign? How it is possible? They say that have you seen God? Why? Yeah, you have seen also God. Because Krishna says, Parbhasmi Sati Surya. I am the sunshine. Who has not seen sunshine? So you have to begin seeing like that. Then, if you remember Krishna, that is also seeing. Seeing, spiritual seeing, does that mean simply to see by the eyes? Spiritual seeing means by chanting you can see. By describing, you can see which Krishna is absolute. I absolute. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasam. In either of these items, either hear of Krishna, then you are seeing Krishna. When you chant about Krishna, then you are seeing Krishna. When you are thinking of Krishna, you are seeing Krishna. This is the process. This is called bhakti yoga. Therefore it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojite. If you learn how to practice Bhakti Yoga, and that is upon Vasudeva, Krishna, Vasudeva, and Bhakti Yoga therefore says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, not Savanam Kirtanam of the politician. That will not help you. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. If you hear about Krishna, if you chant about Krishna, if you think about Krishna, if you offer worship to Krishna, if you engage yourself to some service to Krishna, if you offer everything for Krishna, you see Krishna always, 24 hours. This is the process. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. This is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means always be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Satatam kirtayantangamama jatantascha dhirabhrata. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Satatam kirtayantangamama. These boys and girls who are in Bhakti Yoga, they are satatam kirtayantangam Krishna. They are going. Sometimes we go to make membership with these books. So we have to speak about Krishna. Satatam kirtayantam. They are cooking for Krishna. They are dancing for Krishna. They are singing for Krishna. They are talking for Krishna. They are going round the world for Krishna. Everything for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness and Bhakti Yoga. Everyone can adopt this principle. Where is the difficulty? Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prem. In this way, if you practice Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness, practice Krishna consciousness, then the result will be Janayati Asu very soon. Because big jnanis, yogis, they are trying to become detached from the attachment of this material world. Yoga system means yoga indriya sangyam. Yoga. They are practicing jam, niyam, asan, dhyan, dharana, pranayam, all this, pratyaha. This yogic system, mystic yogic system, what is the meaning? Meaning detachment. Not other. Nowadays it has been taken. Yoga practice means to become healthy. But actually yoga practice is not for that purpose. Yoga means to connect with the Supreme. That is yoga. So there are different types of yoga. But in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajate yoman sami yukta tamomata. The first class yogi who is yoginam api sarvesam madhatantara, who is always thinking of me, Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and you always think of Krishna. Smaranam, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. This is Bhakti Yoga. Simple practice that if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, your tongue is locked up, and your hearing process is locked up, that is Samadhi, immediate. Absorbed in the thought of Krishna. Samadhi. Yoga practice means samadhi. Come to the samadhi point. This is samadhi. Bhogai sajja prasaktana tayo apu hita chitasa. Samadhana vidhi. But those who are too much materially attached, bhoga, bhogai sajja, material opulence, bhogai sajja prasaktana tayo apu hita chitasa. Apurhita, build that. They are thinking by this material enjoyment, by material opulence, they will be happy. That's what is called aparita chitasa. They cannot. But if you practice this bhakti yoga, Vasudeva, this is the whole Krishna consciousness movement is Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. That's all. Why? Jnanam and Vairagyam. Jnanam means we are misidentifying that I am this body and the bodily emanations, my sons, my daughters, I have got bodily relation with my wife, therefore my wife, and the production, the sons, then grandsons, then daughter-in-law, then son-in-law. In this way we are clustering down. So that should be not rejected at once, but it should be taken into Krishna consciousness. Then even there is attachment. That is called Yukta Vairagyam. Yukta Vairagyam, that is enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami, that anasaktasya visayam yatharam upajanyatah nirvande krishna sambandha yukta vairagyam uchyate. this vairagya. If I cannot, but Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga, then vairagya will be there. In every family, you can worship Vasudeva, Krishna. Where is it difficult? Vasudeva will not occupy a very spacious room. Here is Vasudeva Krishna. Even a small place, he can install deity, Vasudeva, and offer. You are eating. Yajñārthe karmannatra. Offer Krishna. Yajñāsiṣṭasino santa mucchante sarva-kilmiṣa. After all, you have to cook. Nobody, no house is there, no man is there who is not cooking. Everyone is cooking. But cook it for Krishna. All nice prasadam. This is bhakti yoga. Install deity. It is not that simple in the temple the deity should be installed. Why not at your home? Everyone can do that. Krishna can come within your room, a small deity, although he is Virata Purusha. Anoraniyana mahato mahiyana. He can become greater than the greatest and the smaller than the smallest. That is his greatness. So everyone can bhakti yoga practice simply under the guidance of proper spiritual master who knows the science of Krishna. From him take lesson. And it is not difficult, this bhakti yoga practice. Actually this was the practice in India in every home. There was deity. At least Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they had deity. Radha, Krishna, Sita, Ram, Lakshmi, Narayan, old Narayan, Sila. Every house it was being worshipped. But we have lost our culture. Vasudevi Bhakti Yoga Bhakti Prayojita. We have lost this culture. Revive it. Don't lose this opportunity of human life. Practice Bhakti Yoga and be Krishna conscious and make your life successful. That is our mission. We are teaching. It is not a business that give me some money, I will teach you. It is open. We are asking everyone, chant Hare Krishna mantra. What is the difficulty? There is no loss. You haven't got to pay anything. Simply, as these boys have learned to chant and dance, Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro. This is the Goswami's teaching. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. And why should you go to see dancing elsewhere? Dance at home. Make family organization in that way. You'll be happy. And then you'll understand what is your position. This is the main mission of human life, to understand his position. Sanatana Goswami, the first disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, when approached Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Banaras, Varanasi, Kashi, so he was minister, prime minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. Very great man. But when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to retire from the service and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Krishna Consciousness Movement. So about them it is said, Taktya Turnam Masesa Mandalapati Saning Sada Tucham. They were very big, big leaders of the Mandalapati. Mandalapati were big, big leaders of the society. Because they are ministers, all jamindars, all big, big businessmen, they used to see, they used to visit, because minister business. So he was associating with highly aristocratic families and societies, but they gave it up. Taktva turnam asesa mandalapati sada tuccha. Tuccha means very insignificant. We are seeking after aristocratic societies, association, to become big men. But these Goswamis, although they are ministers, they decided, Tattva turnamasi samannalapati sada tuchava. Then what did they become? Bhutva dina ganesako karunaya kovina kanthasito. For the benefit of the whole human society, they took the mendicant's dress. Just like in our political movement, Mahatma Gandhi also took the mendicant's dress, loin cloth. This Goswami is also, this is Indian culture. So, in the renounce, there is vairagyam. Vairagyam. The political vairagyam is different. Political vairagyam is that I don't want things, anything for me, but for my son, for my grandson, for my countryman, for my this, that. Not like that. This vairagyam is Vasudeva. I don't want anything personally for me, but I want everything for Vasudeva. This is the difference between political mendicant and this spiritual mendicant. So this Goswami is a spiritual mendicant, vairagya. That vairagya tattva tu namasi samannala patisaning sada tu chava bhutva dina ganesha ko karunava. Dino. Dino means this poor mass of people. They're very poor. Because they have no knowledge. What is the aim of life? Therefore, poor in knowledge. Poor means one who is poor in knowledge. Material poverty, that is no consideration. That is coming and going. Tang tidikhasa bharat. That has been advised. That if you are little, nobody is actually happy, even if you have got enough money. But still, there is unhappiness. But they cannot understand. But actually, poverty is want of knowledge. Therefore, the acquiring knowledge, that is real richness. That is real richness. That is called Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahman. That is, therefore, Brahman is respected by even the king. That was the system in India. Because they were rich in knowledge. So, richness of knowledge is required. Jnanam and vairagyam. Vairagyam required because we have been entangled in this materialistic way of life. Bhutta bhutta praliyate, tatha dehantaram prati. Another life, another body. I do not know what kind of body. Then another chapter. In this way our life is going on. Therefore, we must have detachment for this materialistic way of life. Changing one body to, but people are so ignorant. They do not take it very seriously. They think, let us go on. Don't mind, whatever happens. That is not required. He must have knowledge. This knowledge is imparted from the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Asachyananisuchastang prajnavadansubhasasen. People are talking very, very big, big talks. But all around this body. All around this body. Asachan, gatasun agatasun so nanusuchanti pandita. About this body, nobody is very serious. If he is a pandit, if he is a fool rascal, then he is simply involved in the bodily problems. So that is called jnana. But this jnana can be achieved very easily. How it is easily? That he also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesam nitya vijuktanam. Tesam satat vijuktanam bhajatam priti purvagam dadami buddhi jogantam jinamam upajantiti. If you engage yourself in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Vasudev, then Vasudev Krishna is within you. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. He is already there. Not that you have to find out Vasudeva from him. Vasudeva is everywhere. He is also within annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Vasudeva is within this universe, within your heart, or even within the atom. So Vasudeva is everywhere. Simply you have to find out. So how you can find out? Tesam satadriptanang bhajatang priti purvakam. As soon as you engage yourself in the service of Vasudeva with love and faith, that is being taught in Krishna consciousness movement, with love and faith, then Vasudeva is already there. He knows what you are. You cannot cheat him. When you understand that now you are serious about knowing, that he says, Vasudeva, dadami buddhi jogantam. I supply buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga, that is yoga. The yoga buddhi yoga means bhakti yoga. Because it is said, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Jena Mam Upajanti. This Buddhi Yoga means by which one can approach me. It is clearly explained in another 18th chapter. Bhakta Mam Abhijanati. Therefore, Buddhi Yoga means bhakti or bhakti yoga. Because without bhakti you cannot understand Krishna. And here Krishna says, I give him buddhi yoga, intelligence. My dear devotee, kindly do this, he'll come to me. So you do not require, as soon as, therefore it is called, ahuituki. A devotee is understanding everything without any cause. How it is? Because the Vasudev is giving intelligence. Tesham evanukam partham, aham agyanajam tamam, nasvayam. So a devotee, sincere devotee, do not think that he is not in knowledge. He is perfect in knowledge, because the knowledge is being imparted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead from within. Tene brahma rida adhikavaya, as he did. He gave intelligence to Lord Brahma how to create this universe. Similarly, he will give intelligence to you also, if you become sincere in serving Vasudeva. This is explained. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Praja Janayatiyat. And as soon as you are getting knowledge, naturally, you will be reluctant to this material sense enjoyment. Material world means sense enjoyment. And spiritual world means not sense enjoyment for personal sense enjoyment, but enjoyment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the we have to learn one after another what is the difference between material and spiritual. That is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely in two lines. Atmendriya Tripti Vancha Taranam Kam. Lusty desires or Kama or materialism. What is that? Now, Atmendriya Tripti Vancha, when one wants to fulfill his own desires of the own senses, that is called Kaam. Krishnendriya Tripti Vancha Dhare Prem Nam. The same thing, when you want to satisfy Krishna, then you become devotee. You see, the behavior of Arjuna, he wanted to satisfy in the beginning his own senses. My dear Krishna, if I kill my grandfather, my teacher, Dronacharya, my grandfather, no, it is impossible, I cannot do that. My brother, sorry. That means he wanted to satisfy his senses. But when Krishna instructed him in Bhagavad Gita, he inquired from Arjuna, now what is your decision? Yathechasi tathakur. Then he said that nashto moho. Smriti Labdha, Tat Prasadena. By your grace, now my all illusion is over. I have got my original Krishna consciousness. What is that? My business is to satisfy you, not my senses. Then you become devotee. This is the word. Vasudeva Bhakti. If you engage yourself in the service, regulative principle, in the beginning, you must follow the regulative principle. Then, spontaneous love, then you will get. So, these things should be arising. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, Saddha Kabunaya, Sabanadi Siddha Chitte Karayuda. This is already there in you. Simply, you have to awaken it. This Krishna consciousness is already there in everybody. It is not that, it is an artificial thing. Love for God is there already, because we are part and parcel of God. But it is now covered by material association. Achadi. Chetadar, just like the mirror is covered by dust. You cannot see. But you polish it, you will see your face. Similarly, this Bhakti Yoga process is polishing the mirror of your heart. And when it is nicely polished, you'll see what is your position, what you are, what is your business, how you shall be happy. Everything will come out. Therefore, our request is that you take this Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna consciousness movement, very seriously. and try to apply yourself in the service of Vasudeva. The very simple thing, if you cannot do anything, you follow the instruction of Krishna. As Krishna says, rasoham avsukandhya, you are drinking water. While drinking water, as soon as you taste the sweet taste, you simply remember, this is Krishna. Is it very difficult task? Not at all. Simply you have to agree. Rasoham avsukandhya, prabhasmi sasasurjaya. As soon as in the morning you see the sunshine, oh, here is Krishna. As soon as in the evening you see the moonshine, oh, here is Krishna. And what to speak of when the Vedic reciters, Brahmins are chanting, Om Tat Vishnu, in the morning, oh, here is Krishna, here is Omkar. In this way, you simply think of Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness, and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.